With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A human rights group says the number of prisoners released in Venezuela has risen to 18 from 9 on Friday afternoon. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The release of hundreds of political prisoners in the South American country is a long-running demand of human rights groups, international bodies, and opposing figures, including Nobel Prize winner Maria Corina Machado, who has several close allies imprisoned. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and Venezuela's top lawmaker Jorge Rodriguez, the brother of acting President Delcy Rodriguez, have said the releases are a gesture of peace. President Trump posted on Truth Social that he has canceled the second wave of attacks on Venezuela following cooperation from the South American nation. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti has some advice on how to help the people of Iran.
I think the most important thing we could do right now is work to restore internet connectivity to the Iranian people, and to allow the Iranian people who are rebelling against their government, this tyranny that's ruled them since 1979, to connect with one another and with the outside world so we could get some explanation of what's happening.
The U.S. has launched another round of retaliatory strikes against the Islamic State in Syria following last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and one American civilian interpreter in the country. Bernie Bennett explains.
The large-scale strikes conducted by the U.S. alongside partner forces occurred around 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the U.S. Central Command. The strikes hit multiple Islamic State targets across Syria. Saturday strikes are part of a broader operation that is part of President Donald Trump's response to the deadly ISIS attacks that killed Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres Tovar, Sergeant William Nathaniel Howard, and Ayad Mansour Sakat, the civilian interpreter, in Palmyra last month. The Pentagon said Saturday strikes were carried out alongside partner forces without specifying which forces had taken part.
This is SRN News. Christians in Nigeria are hoping 2026 brings peace.
The plight of believers being violently persecuted by Muslim terrorists has drawn the eyes of the world in recent years, and in the final days of last year, President Trump launched airstrikes against those terror groups. The hope of religious freedom advocates around the globe is that the Nigerian government will rouse itself and make the destruction of radical Muslims a priority. But critics point out that most of the top government positions are occupied by Muslims, with mostly Muslim constituencies. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for sex change operations in federal health insurance programs. The Human Rights Campaign, a leading LGBT advocacy group, has filed the complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering such procedures. This is SRN News. One of the most ambitious U.S. EV automakers is taking a big hit after tax credits expired in September.
General Motors will be hit with charges of about $6 billion in its fourth quarter after sales of electric vehicles have sputtered when the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy them and also eased auto emission standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit automaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason. Automakers are forced to reroute ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power. The clean vehicle tax credit was worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bob Weir, guitarist, singer, and founding member of the Grateful Dead, has died at the age of 78. Weir's death was announced today in a statement on his Instagram page. More details at srnnews.com.